Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
We've already got calls for Bob, and he hasn't even said hello yet. Say hello yet, Bob. How are you?
Hi, John. How are you? First of all, congratulations to you and Pete on your Peter Lasarga Award.
Oh, thank you for that. That's a big deal in journalism circles in Chicago. They award TV, print, multimedia, radio. Ours was judged the best show in the city, and it's because Pete submitted another really good application and produces a good show. We got good people here, sir.
Well-deserved.
That's nice of you to say. That's Bob Bertog, the president of the Bertog Landscape Company. Bob, folks have texted in these things. But actually, before I get to the calls and texts, any just word of, to the wise that you want to issue out there first?
Well, I want to reiterate what you just said before the commercial break. I'm definitely going to be harping on water. We're way behind on where we should be, and we're coming out of a winter where the evergreens were really starved for moisture over the winter. So more than anything, keep an eye on your evergreens. A lot of boxes, I noticed, are coming out real, real slow. They're actually still copper-colored or brown. They should bounce back. Just get some water on them.
I've got some shrubs or evergreeny-like things along our sidewalk, and I have the dark green, but then the new growth this spring is a lighter green. But it's getting unruly, so I want to edge that, trim it, and make it neater. It's growing over the sidewalk, but I'm cutting off the new growth. I don't know what to do. What do I do about that, Bob?
Well, that's just considered seasonal maintenance. You can go ahead and trim it, but I would maybe give it another week, and you only do it once then, so you don't have to go and do it again, because it's not done flushing out yet.
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to let that new growth emerge, and that's, I think, what the plant wants to do, but it's the new growth gets in the way, so I got to shave it back, you know?
Anything that's in the way, it's not going to hurt it to shave it back.
Dear Bob, last spring I planted 4 juniper bushes in my family's cemetery plot. I made many trips lugging water in bottles to keep them hydrated all summer into the fall. I thought they were established. I got back this spring to find them dead and stripped, perhaps by deer over the winter. What can I plant in the fall? What evergreens are deer resistant? Do the repellents work? You got any wisdom for that, lady?
I did see the pictures. Pete sent me the pictures, and the junipers are actually deer resistant. So that, you know, you can go back in with junipers again, or you can try boxwoods. Those are deer resistant. Certain smaller pines are. But one thing you might want to do is look around the cemetery, and sometimes certain cemeteries will use a non-selective herbicide around the gravestones because it's a lot less labor. They don't have to have a guy out there with a weed whacker doing thousands of gravestones, so they sometimes spray them one time. If that's the case, that could have done in her junipers. So that's just speculation that maybe that happened. Otherwise, based on the picture, it was just lack of water.
I mean, the thing was just eviscerated. It's gone. It just died.
Yeah.
And if you keep it wet, it should be able to grow unless they're putting some sort of toxic thing on there, right?
It should. That's why if you look around at the adjacent plots and stuff, and if they all seem to be brown around the gravestone itself, then they've sprayed it with a non-selective herbicide to keep the grass from growing up over the tombstones, which is normal in cemeteries. So I don't know what cemetery it's at, but that might be something to look around and see if that's what the case is.
This listener says, please ask Bob, I have a low area in my lawn due to some drainage pipes that were installed last year. Can I put soil and seed right there over the existing grass? I guess if you put enough soil on top, the new seeds won't know what's under the soil. I don't know. What's your thought about that, Bob?
You took the words out of my mouth. Absolutely. If you're going to put in 3 or 4 inches of topsoil, you don't have to strip out the old.
Wow.
You could just go ahead and cover the top. And then, to your point, the seeds are only going to look in that first quarter inch, half inch, what to germinate. So they're not going to know that old grass is underneath there.
Okay. Lots of questions on the phones. They're all busy. We'll start with you. Mike, go ahead. You're on with Bob Bertog.
Good afternoon. I have a question regarding grass seed. I had some dead grass along a fence line in my backyard, and I put grass seed down a couple weeks ago, and it's not taking. And I've been trying to keep the soil moist, but I haven't seen no new growth at all on it.
Well, I got a spot like that too, Mike. Bob, what's the problem there?
Well, I thought he said when he came out he had some old grass seed. Is that, did I hear that correctly? Is, if it's old, it does have a shelf.
No, it's new grass seed. The grass was kind of old and I like brown spots in the back of a fence line. And it's been two weeks and I don't see no new growth at all.
How did you prep the place where you put the new grass seed in? What did you do?
So I got like a rake. I got like a rake and because it's got dirt already on the ground. So I got a rake and I like stepped on it and poked little holes in the ground.
Yep.
And then I put the seed down.
Yep. And then did you put anything on top of that?
Nothing on top of the seed, no.
All right, Bob, go ahead.
Oh, you should cover the seed like with a peat moss or something that's going to help hold the moisture. And it should germinate. If it's a bluegrass blend, usually those take up to 14 days to germinate. So that window is still open where it might still germinate, especially if you put some peat moss over the top.
We'll try the peat moss. Okay, Bob, thank you. I appreciate your help.
Good luck. And does it need to see the sun? Because I just did that this weekend. And I thought, okay, but now the sun won't find my seeds. It's kind of buried under some of this peaty soil I got there. What about that, Bob?
The seed will germinate without the sunlight, but once the seed germinates, it's going to be looking for that sunlight to grow.
All right.
But then it's going to go through photosynthesis. But it doesn't. Seed will germinate in the dark as long as there's moisture.
Bob Bertog, the president of the Bertog Landscape Company. Producer Pete, you bring up the next call. And Bob, you answer a question from another Mike over on line two. Mike, you're on WGN. What can we do for you?
Hi, Bob. Every spring I treat my yard with I usually use the Menards Weed and Feed, and works really well. And now I have my two-year-old grandchildren living with me, and I want to know what to use on the yard to make it safe for them to play outside.
Well, if you're using any organic product, it's safe once it's put on, it's considered safe. I mean, read the label to make sure there's a reentry time for when you can go back on it. But the thing is, with herbicides, they're pretty much safe once they dry, and then the fertilizer, once the fertilizer is watered in and it's in the thatch layer, it's fine then too. So as long as everybody's following directions, it's pretty safe to get into the area within a couple of hours.
Mike, is that question coming from you or coming from your kids about their kids?
From all of us, really. But and you hear the ad with the new natural stuff that's being, that's on the market now. So I was wondering about that too. It's not so toxic.
Yeah, right. Well, let's take what Bob said. Organic is one word for you. And then if you read the label directions, Bob, you say when it's dry, it's generally considered safe. Is that right?
Yes. If you're using a solution form of like a herbicide, because I use the liquid herbicides, you have to understand the chemistry behind it, which is too much to get into the show now. But once it dries, if the plant is taking any toxic poison into the plant, and it's designed to go after chlorophyll, which most humans don't hold that. So it's, again, read the label, follow the instructions, follow any safety precautions they put on there, and its products are generally safe.
Good luck, Mike. This is Jim. You're on WGN with Bob Bertog. Hi, Jim.
Hi, John and Bob. I live in Milwaukee, and we have a mature ground cover of Pachysandra that's always been very robust, and this spring it looks like it's nearly dead. And I'm wondering if there's any issues that could exist with fungus or something like that, where all of a sudden a healthy ground cover could just go dormant.
Yes, to answer your question, there is. The last 2 years, there's been a huge outbreak of what's called Volatella blight, which is a fungus, which does kill Pachysandra, but you can treat it. It won't reverse the damage that's done, but what you're doing is you're protecting the new growth, and Pachysandra will continue to push out new growth every year. And this same blight also affects boxwoods. So if you have Pachysandra and boxwoods, I would do a preventative application of a fungicide on both of them. And then you're protecting the new growth. And then if you just want to cut out the old dead leaves and stuff so it looks a little better,
mm-hmm.
you will be able to you will be able to get your green carpet pachysandra back.
Good luck to you on that, Jim. 847 said, afternoon, fellas. My question is, my lawn is no longer a lawn. It's a dandelion field. Puffy heads as far as I can see on my quarter acre. Is it too late to spray dandelion killer? Will any broadleaf herbicide do?
Well, it's not too late to spray. However, the best time to do it, obviously, is when it's flowering, because that's when the plant is the most active. The plant will still take up the herbicide through transpiration through the leaves, and then it just takes longer for it to kill the plants. But no, you're not too late. Over the years, though, I have noticed that the level of herbicides has gone down, because I'm guessing it's if you Department of Agriculture or the USDA or whoever regulates it is lowering the content of what they can use in a herbicide.
The potency is
The potency. It's a good, yeah.
Hey, Bob, I love this segment. When is the best time to trim back my lilac bush? It is almost finished blooming now.
Once it finishes blooming and the buds fall off and it hardens off, then that's the time to trim it before they start setting new buds for next year.
312-981-7200, our next call. Producer Pete, who is next in the queue? Is that Lynn? Okay, Lynn, it's your turn. You're on WGN. Hi.
Hi. My question is, I have two hydrangeas and big bushes in the corner of my lot. It's very shady, and they do quite well. They're white in the beginning, and then they turn green. Are those Annabelle? I need to know what kind those are.
If they flower white and then they harden off and turn green toward the end of summer, yes, you're describing Annabelle's.
Does that help? I hope so. Okay, good luck to you, Lynn. Hey, Bob, any tips on planting Japanese red maple trees?
If you can, there's some beautiful specimens out there right now, and they're out of the ground. They prefer to be in the ground. So if you go to the garden center and find a nice one, which there's plenty of them out there, go ahead. Now's the time to plant it.
Do you recommend using you're always selling you at these greenhouses, the root starter, some sort of product you put down and then put take the plant out of the pot and put it in there in the yard? Should we use that root starter stuff? Is that a real thing?
It is a real thing. We do use it, and it's a beneficial mycorrhizae product that we use. I don't think it's available at a retail sector. I'm sure they have something similar. Go ahead and read up on it. There's a lot of things out there, but yes, they do help, because you have to remember, when you're planting something that's been transplanted, those roots have been disturbed and cut, so they're looking for any type of Band-Aid they can get.
Hmm. We're out of time, Bob. It goes quickly. Otherwise, just reach out to the Bertog Landscape Company in Wheeling. That's where Bob and company are. And Bob, if you could join us next week at this time, we'd sure appreciate it.
Absolutely, John. I'll see you next week.
That's Bob Bertog.